Today we'll be continuing where we left off in the Ben Ishchai, in Parshas Bereishis, Simen Hey, where he's discussing the laws of the Talis and the Tzitzis. So the Ben Ishchai in Simen Hey is now going to tell us how the Sfaradim should wear the Talis. How should they wrap themselves with the Talis? It's very different than the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim generally wrap the body and partially the head. Sort of like you take if you were to take a blanket and just wrap yourself in it. Sfaradim have a different approach. It's based on Kabbalah and it's also based on how they understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're supposed to wrap it. The main point of wrapping the talis is not the head. It's called atifas yishmeilim. You're supposed to wrap themselves the way the Arabs used to wrap themselves. So Ashkenazim understood a certain way, and the Sfaradim understood a different way. So we're going to see the Ben Ishchai's approach as to how to wrap a talis. So the Ben Ishchai writes, Seder atifas atalis gadol hukach. This is the way a person should wear a talis gadol. Achar siyam habracha. After you finish the bracha, ta'atif by roish chabavad. First, you place the talis on the head alone, not on the body. Not like, he doesn't say this, but not like the Ashkenazim who wrap their body first. Rather, you should wrap the head. Says the Ben Ishchai, we go with the Arizal, and the way the Arizal described wrapping the talus is the way we should go. Fine. So you have the talus now is on the head. And now that it's on the head, you are knafos yardin al ksef al tzad ponim. It should be in a way where the talus is on the head, draped down. So two corners of the talus are on front of the right shoulder, and two corners of the talus are in front of the left shoulder. Sort of if you were to take the talus and wrap it up like a scarf and rest it on the head, so you'd have two corners resting in front of the chest on the right side and two corners resting on the left side in front of the chest. That's how you're supposed to do it. Shnayim al tzad yamin v'shnayim al tzad smol. So therefore, the next thing you should do is oz tochas tchila b'shnayim shel tzad yamin. You should take the two corners of the talus that's resting in front of the right side of the chest, v'tashlichem la'achorech l'tzad smol, and throw them over your left shoulder. Shiukruchem saviv tzavarech al-kasev ha-smoli la'achar, so that the two sides of the right are now draped over your left shoulder. So the way it's going to look right now is you're going to have the two corners still resting in front of the left side of the chest, and the two other corners are draped over the left on the back of the left shoulder. V'tamtin ma'at shir mahalach arba amos opachas ma'at, says the Ben Ishchai, you should wait a little bit. Remain in that position for a small amount of time. And then you take the other two, the left corners, which are resting in front of the chest, and you should also flip them over the left shoulder. So right now, the way it's going to look is you're going to have all the corners of the tzitzis, all four corners over your left shoulder on the back. That's the way it's going to look. V'tamten shir mahalach arba amos, and you should remain in that position for the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 amos, a couple seconds. V'oz torda talus hakaruch batzavarech l'kagufa, and then you take the talus and you put it on the rest of the body. And now the talus will now be covering your entire body. Came first beseder akavonis drushat tzitzis perik aleph umoshe diktik yafa harav emes liyakov zal davkuv zayin amadalid. This is understood. This is the opinion of the Arizal and the Seder HaKavanos. V'chem forish lehedi b'sidr Rabbeinu Rashash Zal. And the great Mekubal, Rav Shalom Sharabi, also said that that's the way you're supposed to do it. This is for Kabbalistic reasons. See, Ashkenazim just wrap themselves straight in one action. Sfaradim have this whole process where you rest it on the head, and now it's going to be in front of the right shoulder, in front of the left shoulder, and then you take the right shoulder, flip it over the left shoulder, and then you take the left shoulder, flip it over the back of the left shoulder, and that's the process. It's obviously all Kabbalistic. So the Ben Ishchai says, okay, fine, that's the opinion of the Ben Ishchai. So Rav Avadia says, Rav Avadia Yosef has a very interesting shaila, and that is, this whole process of putting on the talis for the Sfaradim, it has like 4 or 5 parts, because first it's on the head like a scarf, and then it's in front of the left shoulder, in front of the right shoulder, and then you flip the right shoulder over the left shoulder, and then you flip the left shoulder over the back of the left shoulder, and then you wrap it on the body. As many parts. The question is, are you allowed to talk in middle? What if you, the Chazan says, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach? Are you allowed to answer while you're in the middle of the process, or are you not allowed to answer at all? So says Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya, first of all, quotes both opinions as to how to wrap up the talus, like the Sfaradim and like the Ashkenazim. He says like this, if you follow the Ashkenazi approach, that it's one action and you wrap the body right away, then the second you're wrapped in the talus, the action is over, the mitzvah is over, you already wrapped yourself, you're done. So now you could talk, and now you could daven, now you could say psukim, now you could answer amen. That's it, once you're wrapped up, that's the whole action, it's one action. But the svaradim avol noag la'atov t'chila harosh blavad, but according to the svaradim, that first wrap the head, and then it has a couple parts, and then they wrap the body. Says Rav Avadya, it's important that you don't talk until you're done, because the mitzvah is not done. The mitzvah started when you wrap the head, but it's not done until the entire body is wrapped up in the talus. So says Rav Avadya, it's important that until the entire body is wrapped up in the talus, you shouldn't talk. It says Rav Avadya, ubidiyeved, however, if you did talk, mamra psukim achar sheniach talus harosho, if you said the psukim, you davened, einu tzarech lachzer levarech, you don't have to repeat the bracha, kivin shakopanim hislik var besi yisem mitzvah, because at least you started the mitzvah. By the time you were talking, you're already in the middle of the mitzvah. Then it's not a good thing to do, but ubidiyeved, after the fact, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Mikomakam, however, says Rav Avadya, im shomei dvarim shebekdusha, this whole halacha that when you're in the middle of putting on the talus, you're not allowed to talk, says Rav Avadya, however, if you hear Dvarim Shebekdusha, meaning that's, the halacha is that you're not allowed to talk, says Rav Avadya, that means a friend comes over to you and says hello, you shouldn't answer, you shouldn't say your own davening. However, if the Chazan says Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu, everyone's saying Natishach v'naritzach, or the Chazan says Baruch Hu, things that are happening right away, and the Chazan is doing it, then says Rav Avadya, Rashel Anis Miyad Acha Shaniach HaTalus HaRosha, you're allowed to answer. From the second you put the talus on your head, you're allowed to answer those things. Meaning you're not supposed to talk, and you're not allowed to daven your own tefillos, but if the Chazan says Baruch Hu, or if the Chazan says Kaddish, you're allowed to answer Amen and Yeheshmei Rabbah. Afilu Kodem Shaniach Knafos HaTzitzis Al Kasef. Well, that's the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef. The Ben Ishchai continues in Vav, Bein Metalis Gadol, Bein Metalis Katan, Yivarech Me'umad. The halacha is that when you make the bracha, whether it's on the talis katan or whether it's on the talis gadol, you should make the bracha while standing. This, by the way, is a very important concept that I think a lot of people don't realize, which is that even Sfaradi men who wear a talis, they still, in certain situations, they're still required to make a bracha on the talis katan. The halacha is, though, that because they're wearing a talis gadol, the bracha on the talis gadol works for the talis katan as well. However, if you have a person who doesn't have a talis gadol, and all he's wearing is a talis katan, he's required to make a bracha as well. And that's why the Ben Ishchai says that you're supposed to make that bracha while standing. Again, practically, in most cases, you won't make a bracha. But if, let's say, we'll see exactly in other scenarios where you were just putting on a talis katan, but now the talis gadol, you would be required to make a bracha, and that bracha should be done while standing. Uminig Rabbeinu Arizal, shegam talis katan hayatchila ma'atif barosho. And the Arizal, and this is also brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, that the Arizal, when he would put on the talis katan, he would actually wrap himself up in the talis katan. Even though the talis katan is not very big, he would take the talis katan, turn it on its side, and wrap up the body like it's a talis gadol. V'yakechach moridos al gufo, and then he would wear it normally. And that's why the Arizal, when he put the talis katan on, he would make the bracha of l'satef b'tzitzis. L'satef means to wrap. Even though normally you're not wrapping the talis katan on yourself, you're normally just placing it, your head, in the hole, but the Arizal would wrap himself up, and that's why he would make l'satef. And if your son wants to put on a talis katan that way, then good. and he could make the bracha of lesatif. Ach misheino matif barosho el tekef morida al guf velosho. However, the common custom amongst many people is to just put the tzitzis on. You take the tzitzis, you put your head through the hole. Then, if you do that, yivarech al mitzvah tzitzis velo yivarech lesatif. Then, if you're going to do that, then you shouldn't make lesatif because you're not wrapping your head in the talus. You should make the bracha of al mitzvahs. They say the Vilna Gaon used to make the bracha of lesatif when he would wear a talus katan, but they say his talus katan was so long that it would touch the ground. It was so big that he could really wrap himself up in it. But the average talus katan is very, very small, and that's why some poskim disagree with this Ben Ish Chai, some Ashkenazi poskim, and they felt that even if you wrap yourself up in a talus katan, it's better not to make the bracha lesatif. But the Ben Ish Chai says that you could. So the Ben Ish Chai continues in Halacha Zayin, Halovish talus chadash. When you wear, if you buy a new talus, Yivarech Shechianu, Achar Berchas Lesatev. You should make the bracha of Shechianu. First, you make Lesatev. That's the opinion of Ben Ish Chai. It's a big machlokas. That's the opinion of Ben Ish Chai. You should first make Lesatev, and then you make Shechianu. Because the talus is when it's nice, it's expensive, it's new, it makes people very happy. The talus kotar im Yivarech and Shechianu. But when you buy a talus katan is not normally something that brings a lot of happiness to people. It's normally a cheaper item, and it's made of either wool or it's not very big and it's not very expensive, and therefore the average person does not get happy when he buys a talus katan, and therefore you would not make a bracha on a new talus katan. You would not make a shechianu. So halacha in Ches, the Ben Ish Chai tells us a very important halacha. This is the opinion of the Arizal. And this is also the custom of Chabad Chasidim, and that is Ein lahakpid laniach simin betalis losim tamid tzar echot shel atalis al rosh v'lo yahapich. I don't know if you notice that many people, including mostly Ashkenazim, but many Sfaradim as well, they have the custom that on their talis they have a silver atara or a cloth atara symbolizing where the top of the talis is. So that when you take out the talus out of the bag, you'll know what's the top and what's the bottom. So they have this little piece of wool or silver to show what's the top and what's the bottom. The Arizal held that you don't have to have that. The Arizal said, "Ein lahakbid laniach simin betalus losim tamid tzad echad shal talus arosh v'lo yahapich." The Arizal said it doesn't matter. You could flip it up. You could wear it today one way. Tomorrow you could flip it the opposite way. It doesn't matter. And therefore, there's no need to have an atara. There's no need to have any sign of what's facing up and what's facing down. Kemoshi yeshnogim lahakbid bekach. He says, like the Ben Ish Chai says, like many people have, lasa simen ki mefurish b'divrei Rabbeinu Arizal de'ein lahakbid al kach v'yubash kashi is damenlo. That Arizal said, you pick up the talus, the way you pick it up, that's what matters. It doesn't matter what's the top or what's the bottom. It makes no difference. Other poskim disagree, but the opinion of the Arizal and the Ben Ish Chai was that you do not have to make a distinction, and therefore, whatever is the top, whatever you pick up, you put it on that way. It doesn't matter. You don't have. There's no purpose of Torah. So we'll finish up with this halacha. The Mishabura, Ben Ish Chai says, Yizar shelo yaser et halas katan mi'olav b'shum zman, heim be'eshena, heim be'eis tash hamita, v'rakish yikanis l'merchat yesirenu. V'im nichnas l'beis hakisei, ve'in olav beged elyon, ha'mechases et halas katan, az yichase v'yatzniyat tzitzio shebo, shelo yu t'luim l'hedi b'giloi. What the Ben Ish Chai is telling us is two halachas. First of all, the halacha is that you don't have to wear tzitzis, talus katan. You're not obligated. If you wear it, you get a mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah kiyumis, which means you don't have to. Tefillin you have to wear every day. Tzitzis you don't have to wear every day. It's a mitzvah to wear it. The Torah says that if you wear a four-cornered garment, then you have to wear tzitzis. But let's say someone wants to wear no shirt. He doesn't want to wear it. There's nothing wrong. But says the Ben Ish Chai, it's a mitzvah to have it on all day. And that's a very important thing, that a person should have it on all day. The Gemara Menachos says that if you wear tzitzis all day, it's a protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When things go bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect those that wear tzitzis all day. And therefore, it's important to wear tzitzis all day, even though you're not necessarily obligated. Then the Ben Ish Chai writes that when you go into the bathroom, you can wear your talus katan. However, if the tzitzis are hanging out, you should cover them. Bez Hashem, maybe next time we'll talk about the custom of whether you should wear tzitzis out. Yeah, I don't know if you ever noticed that there are three opinions. Sfaradim wear everything in. They wear the garment of the tzitzis in and the hanging, meaning they wear the beged of the tzitzis in and the tzitzis that are hanging, they tuck in the pants. You have chassidim, they wear everything out. They wear the tzitzis outside of their clothes. And then you have Ashkenazim, which is they wear the garments under the shirt, but the tzitzis hanging out. So we'll maybe explain exactly where everyone's coming from, the opinion of Rav Avadia. All questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.